Eita eita hola ndeyipiko hama dzangu. Yebo yebo, mtsakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle. Welcome welcome mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami u Mike Hove. Welcome welcome Zimbabwe muhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday the 23rd of April. Nangu April sambile bafethu. Yo, 2019. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami u Mike Hove. Namhlanje is Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2019. Today on our program, we are addressing Zimbabwe's 39th anniversary of independence. Zimbabwe has just marked 39 years of independence from colonial rule. The future of young people seems to be bleak day by day due to several different issues that and challenges that they face on a daily basis since Zimbabwe has attained its independence, amongst them being unemployment, being of course economical issues, being of course other civic issues that we're going to discuss on the program today. So the question I hold for all the youth that are joining our program Namhlanje kuhlelo is question one: what is the relevance of the country's independence towards you, njengomuntu ongusakhulayo? Question two, of course, is what is the future of Zimbabwe? Well, how do you feel about the future of Zimbabwe? Ubona njani ikusasa lakho njengomuntu ongusakhulayo yena ophile Zimbabwe? Lastly, what needs to be done in favor of the Zimbabwe's youth in order to brighten their chances towards success? +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us on our program today. Or you could text us on WhatsApp, which is +12024650318. Zimbabwe Muhle Tukutefenyura Zwekare Pamasaise Anoti 909 Medium Wave Frequency 4930 Uyezwe Pa 6065 Nepa 15460 kilohertz. Abafisa ukubukela uhlelo lwethu ku-internet sikhona ku www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, njalo ku www.voandebele.com. However, for our Facebook fanatics, siyasakaza, we're broadcasting through kutepenyura parizvino pane mapage edu matatu eFacebook: VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo ku VOA Ndebele. So folks, if you're looking to join the program and you're watching on Facebook, write your numbers there, put your comments there, and most importantly, lingakhohlwa mthwakazo omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle. Hey, please share the program, fakana ama likes, fakana ama hearts, lingene kuhlelo, and we will call you ukuze uthole ithuba lokungena kuhlelo. Share the program so your family and friends can join the program tonight.
If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana uthola uthawana neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Ega DJ Skyva uti hey mali ekolo. Siyabonga DJ Skyva for letting us use your song. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram if you're looking to converse with me. Kodwa okwamanje we are here tiri pano pamapage edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele. Saka kana mushida nyorai ma comments, nyorai ma number, balani milayezo ilo. I'll be reading. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, I believe ukuthi sesilo guest wethu wokuqala tash. Mara bane umwe wechidiki apinda muchirongwa. Our first guest tonight is Tatenda Magetsi. He's a one brilliant, brilliant young Zimbabwean. Wotangene kuhlelo akudze pache zvake nezvake. Va Magetsi, zviri kufamba here mukoma?
Munofara here mukoma mai?
Aiwa, tiri kufara. Finally, tazodhumana pamhepo.
Aywa, atabatika mani.
Mm-hmm. Asaka, chota angapanyaye iri mumgangwe. Imi Vama Getsi, it seems as though, you know, there's a lot of people who are singing your praises. You're one young individual who is Zimbabwean who has managed to reach and accomplish a lot of things that a lot of young individuals from Zimbabwe have not been able to accomplish thus far. Just not so long ago, you were here in America at the World Bank giving a speech. You've been acknowledged by several different outlets that are, you know, recognizable within Africa. So I guess my first question to you is, how do you feel 39 years later, Sechizwarawoche Zimbabwe, about Nyaya Ye independence, especially as someone who's well-spoken about it?
Personally, as a youth, I think the issue of independence is something that is both touching and promising.
Mm-hmm.
Touching in the sense that you find that as youths, the view that we get of a free Zimbabwe isn't as good as we would have hoped 39 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, if I am to ask anyone what being independent means in the first place, you'd find that we all have these warped views, skewed views of what it means to be free, what it means to be independent, starting from our politicians, from our leaders. Some of them don't even understand what it means to be free, what it means for us to be an independent country.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at independence as a youth, I remember like this year, I couldn't really like go to commemorate the day, because not because I'm against the whole venture of an independent Zimbabwe, but because when I look at it, the picture so far is not as good as I might have hoped.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that is something that I really didn't feel encouraged to go and celebrate. But at the same time, I really applaud the role that our freedom fighters did in bringing a free Zimbabwe, hoping that at some point in time, as time goes on, we are going to really have a good definition of what it means to be an independent Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
and live according to that definition. Because so far, the definition that we are using isn't really as good for many of us youth. We can talk of maybe statistically 60% of youth in Zimbabwe are unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
That, to begin with, is as bad as it can ever be.
I hear you. So you've touched on a very important facet that seems to be something that has carried over. People are calling this the new dispensation, the new government, the Zimbabwe's second democracy. However, issues faced by youth seem to have carried over. We had a president who was our president for a good 38 years, former President Robert Mugabe. And it seems as though the new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is facing the same issues that the former president is facing. Youths are still complaining. Youths are still crying, saying there's no jobs. Youths are still complaining, saying the economy isn't really favorable. Youths are still complaining about their involvement, their engagement within civic spaces. How do you feel about that? I know you're one youth who is very active within social issues within Zimbabwe.
So when it comes to the issues of inclusion of youth, this is not like I would love to talk about as much of a general problem in Africa. It's not really like that singled out problem for us in Zimbabwe. I think Zimbabwe, as much as Africa generally, we still have a lot to do in terms of making sure that youth inclusion and youth participation is something that is not only paid in form of like lip service. We don't need to pay lip service to this. It's something that we really need to own up to as a sincere commitment and sincere political will.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk of Zimbabwe, for example, I think there's that difference between the old regime and the new dispensation. I'm talking of this very cautious of the political insinuation that could be attached to my speech, in that a few months ago, about in February, I remember the Minister of Youth, Kesi Coventry, hosting a youth indaba. For me, that was a good way to say, okay, this it's a way of recognizing, to say youth in Zimbabwe are an indispensable component in as much as we want to move the nation forward.
Okay, wait,
so for me, that's a big difference.
But I'm Pamromo for 1 second, and then I'll be back with you in 1 second, Andis.
All right.
Right, Zulu kandaba liyamuzwa nangu umuntu ongisakhulayo uthathena magetsi. Uyasho ukuthi it's a bittersweet moment for yena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo ngenxa ukuthi uyabonga those that came before him, those that liberated ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe. Kodwa uyasho ukuthi izinto azimanga kuhle. So sikhangela ukuthi siyaqhubekela phambili and he's going to explain more about umbono wakhe. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi silo mlaleli ndirikunzwazwa. Kari kuthi nemthereri, mthereri, mthereri, kola kola, mapinda mjirongwa, makadi enyu. Kola kola ecingweni ngibani okhona? Ari pa runari hapo ndiani? Kola kola, hello? It seems as though we're having issues with connecting with our caller. Kola, ukhona ecingweni na? Ngibona ngani ikhola yethu ayizwakali kahle. Wathi siqhubekele phambili, let us go back to umnumzana uMagetsi sizwe ukuthi uthini ngodaba lokho nekudwini. Ba Magetsi muchiripo parinari rapo.
Yes, ndilipo baba.
Right, mam yendre emberi yenyu nenyaya mam chikurukura mabata nyaya ye youth indaba mkati aiwa. Nema onre yenyu chirongwa che youth indaba is a way of showing commitment towards engaging newan wechidiki.
Yes, for me that was a good a big step in the right direction. In that, I think it's one of those few programs that have been held by our ministers or public figures as a way of trying to engage youth, try to hear our thoughts. I remember like a few days ago after I arrived in Zimbabwe from USA, Minister Kate Scovins actually called and said, "Can I get a report of all that transpired in Washington and the recommendations that came after that?" And I told her that I'm going to write a comprehensive report to present to you so that of all that the activities we did, so that at the end of the day, that those recommendations can be used as a way of forging the way forward in terms of youth inclusion and youth participation in Zimbabwe. And for me, her reaching out to say, "Okay, Tatenda, you've been representing youth in USA, can you give us feedback?" is a way to show that our leaders are becoming more conscious of our role as youth, and this for me is some bit of a great stride, which is different from the previous regime, which really youth were used for political instrumentalization, beat each other, and things like that. There's a bit of a difference, which I really need to comment.
All right, va Magetsi tinotenda zvikuru, tinotenda zvikuru batai parinare ndichorewo guest wangu wechipiri ari kupinda muchirongwa nhasi handisi.
Yeah.
Right, zvulukandaba ecingweni silo munye uguest wethu, our second guest tonight, umnumzana va Dennis Juru vebato reMDC ndomuo wechidiki vari kukwikwidza uko kuCongress. Va Juru Juru, mapinda muchirongwa zviri kuhamba.
Mkoma Mike, zuri sei, neva tereri venyu, neva dareva mina wa ipapo. Tinoti, nino fara here, vechiti ve Zimbabwe.
Aiwa, inipachezwa nguru kufara, ndino mbazwe. Kari kutu vatereri na wavari kufara. Vajuru, nyaeri mgango mainzwa. Zimbabwe yakasvitsa makore 39 ekuzvitonga vhiki rapfuura, asi vamwe vechidiki vari kuchema chema vachiti aiwa pane makore at least 30 plus pasina vechidiki vakawanda vane mabasa, mamiriro eupfumi hwenyika hana kumira zvakanaka nezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Vechidiki vari kuti ivo pache zvavo, especially panyaya yecivic engagement. Andozi hangu kuti imi vechidiki vanoita zvepolitics, you feel excluded in issues of policy making and more. Saka ina hangu mvunzo wangu kutanga kwa muri ndewokuti imi semumwe wechidiki who is more involved in the political space or in the civic space, how do you feel 39 years later about the issue of independence?
Yeah, Mkoma, ndione kuti like government iripo kubvira iri yamugabe kusvika kune yavamunangadzwa kuti vanotoziva kuti kune zvinhu zvinozivi. Hazvitozivikanwa izvozvo, ndocho chekutanga. Chechipiri ndechekuti kana kuchinzi kune percentage inonzi kune percentage employed nepercentage iri unemployed yemayouth muZimbabwe, ichocho hachisi chokwadi ichocho. Chekuti hapatorina munhu ari employed. Munhu akagadzira kamusika kake sandi kuti munhu ari employed. Hativerenge kana tichitaura nezvenyika zansi yefiripo hapoziya musiyano pakati penyika neparty. Asifanwa kuti kana vakaempower vanhu vezano kongoenda fomu rinoenda pazansi yevhedhikota zvonzi kuri kudiwa mayouth 20 kuzaadai dai dai zvonzi vaempower nyika. Havana kuempower mayouth yezimbabwe. Asi kuti varewarda mayouth avo anenge achirova vanhu anenge achiita sei. Saka izvozvo tinofanwa kuziva kuti nyika haisati yabhenefita kubvira pari panguva yaamugabe. Ende vava vanoti mayouth vacho ivo haasi mayouth. Ngavatange vambo identify vanhu vanonzi mayouth first vozoziva kuti ndotizobvumirana kuti kune percentage yakati irikubatsirwa negovernment. Tikatasa vanhu vakaita sanje vana pupurai nanani havasi mayouth vanhu vese vavaya. Haungati une mwana ari kuyunivhesiti asi uchizviverenga kuti uri muyouth. Saka muzimbabwe tichipusana nzeu ngatimbotsvagei kuti mayouth ndeanani. Kana tazozvitsvaga izvozvo ndopatichazokwanisa kuziva kuti mayouth havabatsirwa negovernment mangani.
Right, totarisa bato renyu nemaonero enyu mubato renyu panyaya dzepolitics. Are you embracing vanhu vechidiki? Are the youth being involved when it comes to policy making issues, things that actually affect people on the ground?
Yes. Even our president is beautiful.
Asimu youth.
He is beautiful.
Okay.
Our president is beautiful. So it's an example that, you know, we recognize youth in our party.
Okay. Regai ndi kubate ipa mromo wa juru ndi tore umu oge saa kupinda mchurongwa. Ndi wa Nicholas Kajengo. Waka jengo. Zuru kufamba ere mkomo.
I think Zimbabwe has got more than 12 languages. So I don't use English. So that all languages will understand me better.
Mapinda ne fire na sandit?
Not at all.
All right, Bukoma. So let's tackle this issue. You heard Mr. Dennis Juru. He's said so many different things about the government. He said so many different things about ZANU-PF and more. I guess I'll start off with you. Your first thing is I want to give every youth the opportunity to vocalize what they have to say about independence and what they have to say about how the current situation is in the country and, of course, what the way forward is. Do youths have a future in Zimbabwe? So my first question to you, Vakajengo, is what is your take when it comes to independence? 39 years later, a lot of youth are still complaining, saying things are not looking well for them. They feel as though their future is bleak. What do you have to say about that?
Okay. I think before I come to your answer straightly, I to go back a little bit. Because if I fail to do so, certainly the ancestors will judge me harshly. Before I express the positives or the negatives that is transpiring after independence, I think I would have never done justice to the question. First, for me to do some justice to the question, I have to go back a little bit to what transpired, such that when I phrase what is transpiring, then everybody will be in a position to understand where we are coming from, where we are, and where we are going. Without wasting much of your time, sir, let me be very clear that the issue of empowerment has been something of great significance since time immemorial. If you look at 1889, during the Lippitt Concession, you agree with me that there was a concession which was preceded by the regime, the white minority, and whose theme or purpose was to occupy the entire country of Zimbabwe. And all the revenues which they accrued was reparted back to UK at the expense of the indigenous people. They got nothing. And secondly, you know, the Native Reserves Order Council of 1899, what happened, whereby, you know, they created the infamous Native Reserves for blacks only. And you are aware that the settlers got the lion's share of fertile land. After all, you know what happened between 1890 to 1920, the entrenchment of colonial rule, where we say it was a period of conquest and land expropriation, whereby the BSAC, you know, they occupied areas like much central province, you know, Matabeleland, and they seized land, livestock, or cattle, in fact, from our parents. You are aware of all this. And also, by the eve of World War I in 1914, the Apportionment Act, actually, the land was allocated as follows. You know, the Africans they got 24 million acres, 24 million acres, and the British or the BSAC, they got 48 million acres. For the individual white farmers, they got 40 million acres. Now, just imagine, by then, we had 28,000 whites, and the black Africans were 836,000. Now, irrespective of all this, you can see that there was a need for total empowerment, hence the black people as to waste the liberation struggle. Now, let's come back to 1980, mm-hmm. after independence. Are you still there?
I'm still there. Go ahead.
Yes, now we are in 1980. Our country attained its independence. I want to make very clear that the magnanimous, prudent, and wisdom of Comrade Mnangagwa, who was by then the chief advisor as the Minister of State under the President's office, you know what happened? That was the first achievement which was done by government in 1980, regardless of the atrocities that were committed in the War of Liberation by Smith regime, under the leadership of, under the guidance of Comrade Idi Mnangagwa, the Prime Minister extended, you know, a hand of reconciliation and, you know, the nation saw swords being bent into plowheads. You witnessed this. And
refused
to heal the batteries, of course.
Mr. Kajeng, just hold on for 1 second. Let me quickly take a call and then we'll come back to you so that you can elaborate. Okay. All right. Vateri, regaiti tore mumte rarukupinda mchirongwa. Ongena yoguselo. Mbano kone tingweni. Kola, mapinda mchirongwa. Hello?
Hello?
Mteri, magadi enyu.
Hello?
Yebo, mbano kone tingweni.
Rafael wakamazela.
Rafael unjani putom?
Ngiyaphila bani.
Usungenele kuhlelo udaba lukhona uluzuyela ngithi.
Yeah, ngiluzwile but angiluzwisisanga ukuthi ngilubone nje ku WhatsApp kanti lapha yikuthi phone yami ibingani kayini. Ayibambanga kahle lapha nje ngikhona.
All right. So what we ngichazise kahle ukuthi lamhlanje sikhuluma ngani ngithi. Lamhlanje what we're doing is we're taking a look at udaba lukaZibuse njalo lela kusasa labantu abasakhulayo eZimbabwe. Ngifisa ukuzwa kuwe ngilama questions ayi 3 for wena njengomuntu ongumlaleli ongenayo lamhlanje ukuhlelo. Into yokuqala yini umbono wakho mayelana lo daba lukaZibuse? Into yesibili is ngifuna ukuzwa kuwe ukuthi ubona ngani ela kusasa lakho njengomuntu ongisakhulayo eZimbabwe lime njani? Njalo into yesithathu ngifuna ukuzwa kuwe ukuthi ubona ngani kuyini okumele kwenzeke ukuze ilukusasa lakhe liphumelele or libe ngcono.
All right. UZibuse weZimbabwe sibe silijabulele ngesikhathi sika 1980 singakhangelelanga yona leyo ndlela kasese sokuyiyo yona. Singakhangela ngendlela ekade sikhangelele yona, sibe sikhangelele ukuthi singazibusa sizaba lamalungelo sonke. Kwezomnotho, ukukhuluma nje, freedom of speech, zonke nje izinto ezingamalungelo oluntu sikhangelele ukuthi wonke umuntu uzaba satisfied. But manje kathesi sibona ngani kulo mehluko omkhulu kulalokho kade sikhangelele. Ngoba akusela freedom of speech, nxa abantu befuna ukusola okwenziwa ngabaphathi, kungenela izinto abantu betshaywe, kuthiwe bebulawe. Ngenye into esiyibonayo ukuthi uZibuse lo kamumathanga ekade ukhangelele. Into esangisiza-ke kule eyokuthi kambe abasakhulayo bangayenzani ukuthi impilo zabo zibe zihle. Ngasikhangela lapho impilo kuhlinzi.
Rafael, la kube khona kulomoya okhanya ngani it's distracting ngoba awuzwakali kahle. Are you able to move? Right. Ubuthini? Qhubekela phambili.
Ngithi abasakhulayo kabalathuba elihle elokuzithuthukisa elizweni leli. Ngoba kuyasetshenzwa. Usebenze ukuthi sekufike esigabeni sokuthi uthole inzuzo oyisebenzileyo uyophiwa into engasebenzi lutho njenge-RTG njengoba kulezi nsuku sithola ama-RTG lamabhondi. Ungahamba uyoyifaka ebhenki imali yangikhona iyabola uyabilokhu ibesa isisizi ususuyayithatha sokuyinto nje engasebenzi lutho kodwa wena usebenzi. Ungayilungisa njani likusasa lakho endaweni enjalo? Akube kwalutho akugcineki esikusebenzileyo njengayizolo ukuthi okhulu ngale kwe-independence besithi bengafaka imali zabo emabhenki bethole i-interest kancakade kukhona okungama-bank charges kube kungalimazi imali ebekiweyo ebhenki. Njalo ngaso siyathatha imali yakho yona liyano yoyisebenzileyo wayifaka laphana uzafumana ukuthi bazakutshelisa imali kanje.
Okay,
uyabe usubenhlelo zakho ofuna ukuzenza ngaleyo mali kodwa kutholakala imali yakhona ayikho.
Awungitshele ye Rafael
khonapho ngivumile
njengoba usushilo ukuthi njengabantu abasakhulayo lazi izikhalazo eziningi okugoqela ukudaba lwemnotho isimo somnotho welizwe, ubona ngani kuyini okumele kwenzeke ukuze nina njengabantu abasakhulayo libe lekusasa elihle?
Mina ngombono wami ngikhangela ukuthi alubana sazwisisana elizweni wonke umuntu afake umbono wakhe usuze kubonakala ukuthi okuqondileyo yini. Manje kathesi ungakhangela ihulumende esilayo eyebu ethethe izintambo zombuso kathesi kabalaleli abantu ukuthi bathini. Ithe ngo-2016 sikhuluma ngokuthi hatshi ibhondi kalisoze lisebenze kodwa bathi bona lizasebenza kwasekusithi usiba lukhulu we-reserve bank wathi singabonakala leyo mali isitshintshwa ezitaradeni yena izathini isebenzi but lanamhlanje lokhu ekhona but imali liyana sitshintshwa ezitaradeni. Mina okunye kade ngikukhangele mine ngikhangele ukuthi alubana bayakhipha ibhondi leli le-RTG i-RTG isale right bekhipha ibhondi kube sekusithi i-RTG liyana ibe against US dollar yona le esizele esiyisebenzi uzathola ukuthi imali zethu singazifaka emabhenki zizasala zilesisinde ye-US dollar yona le esiyisebenzisayo kulokuthi siyenzele eyinye into engasoze igcineke kuthi eyabe lokhu ichaywa i-inflation kathesi yikho sokulimaza abasakhulayo abasela ndlela yokuthi bengazigcinela ukuzakaneka awusakhonisa ukubhajeti ukuthi ithi hayi ngikhangelele ekuqhubekeni komnyaka imali yaiqoqeyabangaka
orinyakulandelaeokungaka. Hayi, sikuzwile kahle mnumzana Rafael Ncube, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasha.
Nathi siyabonga kakhulu mhlalela ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Hayi, sibongile. Right, Zimbabwe omuhle mabakunziwa kuna va Rafael Ncube umo wechidika ari kugunun'una hanzi nyaya ye-independence aiwa takapembera muna 1980 apa takaonawo kuzvitonga asi from that point forward abata nyaya yeikonomi akabata nyaya yezvekare yekuti munyika muna mabasa akawanda vaendera mberi achiti nyaya yemaRTGS inenge yavashungurudza ivo sevechidiki. Saka tiudzaiwo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatinayo muchirongwa nhasi. Gatiende kumapeji edu matatu tione kuti vanhu vari kuti chiiko pamusoro penyaya yatikurukura nhasi. Pana Wellington ari kuti ZANU PFF destroyed our future especially as the young generation. Asi zvaenderawo zvava Wellington havasi kufara asi va Wellington ndozvavangu kuti vamwe vari kutsamwa vamwe vari kuchema asi nyaya yekunyombana hatikurudzire. Saka mazwi avo hatimakurudziri amanyora papeji redu revoa shona. Matariro vari kuti manhero akanaka watching from DRC kuri seko kuDRC uko last maposa kuti masora sei zviri kufamba here vamaposa. And then of course Chidodo allowed arukuti a person with 5 common sense knows that ZANU PF can't take us anywhere. Zimbabweans, we are cowards. Murikunzwa nyaya irimo mugango. Right, ngatiendere mberi tidzokere kuna vamagetsi tinzwa kuti ivo vari kuti vanoti pamusoro penyaya dziri kubuda muchirongwa. Tatenda magetsi, vamagetsi muchiripo here parunhare apa? Vamagetsi muchiripo here?
Yes, ndiripo baba.
Right, manzwa vatiriro vakawanda vari kupinda muchirongwa vari kugunun'una vari kuti nyaya yemamiriro eupfumi hwenyika haana kumira zvakanaka hazvisi kuvabatsira and it's not giving them hope sevanhu vechidiki. Imi munotii nemazuva avo ivavo?
When we look at the issue of everyone blaming ZANU PF,
when anyone does that, it's not because of being politically accurate or being politically inaccurate and things like that. It's because ZANU-PF has been the only ruling party since 1980, so we cannot blame anyone else for everything that has happened. So I think that is something that is not worth it to say. And I know that someone talked of the lack of freedom of speech. Yeah, for me, that is a challenge in Zimbabwe. When someone, there those laws which make sure that whatever can go against the government is snipped at an early stage. For example, when I look at laws such as POSA, for me, POSA is patently disproportionate to the constitutionalism to which Zimbabwe subscribes. When you look at POSA, it's in every way unconstitutional, yet it is a law in Zimbabwe. And I remember when I was a student in my undergrad, I was digging up trying to see the history of POSA, and I realized that there was even another law which is similar to POSA. In 1964, the Ian Smith regime formed what was called the Law and Order Maintenance Act, LOMA. This law is the exact same law that is that was translated to be POSA. So we are looking at two different histories, a colonial history and an independent Zimbabwe. But these laws are still, like you see, the same law being used against black, the first by whites and the second by blacks against blacks. This means that in terms of independence, and freedom of speech, human rights, respecting the human rights, we are still lagging behind as a country, especially 39 years later after independence. We should have really evolved with time to say that by now, such issues as human rights, freedom of speech, and things like that shouldn't really be an issue. But because you find that our political leaders, fear being critiqued a lot, they create these laws to make sure that we cannot say anything against them. If you say anything against the president, there is a law which makes sure that you don't do that. So at the end of the day, there is no freedom of speech. They say there is freedom of speech, but there is no freedom of speech. And as youth, if we cannot give our opinions, if we cannot critique the government, then our opinions will not be heard. Because a lot of the time, we need to critique the government so that it knows where it's not doing us right, so that the government knows where it's doing us a disservice. But we are not allowed to do that because of several laws which hamstring our efforts to speak up our minds.
All right. Regarding what you have from Dennis Juru, Dennis Juru, what Juru is going to be able to do? What Juru? Mkoma Dennis Juru. Dennis Juru is going to be able to do? Mbona ngani uchuru ii nombre yake yashupa. Alright, regaindi ende kunava Mnashe Mtutsa wafa kupinda mchirongwa. Numza na Mnashe Mtutsa nya kwa mge la kushelo letu labacha.
Nyebo baba ove unjari kuna
ngapi. Ispilile. So for all of our listeners that listen to our air show on radio, ngibe ngaba nentlanhla lokukhuluma lo Mnashe Mtutsa, yena he's a youth who belongs to ZANU-PF, of course, and Umunashe touched on several different issues. As for those that went in listening to our radio air show, Umtutsa touched on the issue of the Vision 2030, Ega Hulumende, which has, of course, targeted towards bringing Zimbabwe to our upper middle class. He's going to touch more on that. He touched on the issue of independence and more, but let me not speak for him. Munashi, let's go back a little bit for the sake of those that didn't get to listen to our air show interview. What is your initial response towards Zimbabwe turning 39 as a young person? How do you feel about that?
Well, as a young person, I feel good. I feel good that we are 39 years later in our independence. But of course, the feeling is not really good because it's political independence, as it were. But as a young person, we have really benefited from that independence as we want to see it as young people. Mm-hmm. We still have our economies being held by the economy, the white monopoly capital that is holding the economy. In the case, we have a challenge of having that economy. And as we see right now, there are challenges in Zimbabwe in terms of into ezenzakalayo, it's because of that economy engabanjwanga ngabantu abatsha abanjengani.
Mm-hmm. So nga usisithi ubona ngani it is not the right people who are handling the economy, lapho ukhuluma ngubani?
Ukhuluma ngabantu abangela the country at heart. We are talking about 39 years into independence, which is a patriotic duty for every Zimbabwean to celebrate that 39 years. But we are seeing that we have seen errant businesses, the Kwezama prize, Ama prize, Ama commodities, they are going up. We have seen things, it's because of those kind of people. How can they increase prices when the country is actually celebrating 39 years of being self-rule? It shows you don't even appreciate why that independence came, and you don't appreciate what the country is headed to.
Right, Munashe, sige saathi intudaba lokuthi a lot of sentiments have been echoed amongst Zimbabweans themselves. Ukuthi bona, they want to know, and especially for coming from you as a young person who's part of ZANU-PF, why should they trust uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa to be the one who's going to bring about change for abantu abasakhulayo? Ngenxa yokuthi yena uBaba uMnangagwa wayekhona ngesikhathi sika uMongameli Robert Mugabe, yena of course a lot of people can easily argue ukuthi he failed abantu abasakhulayo. Bona they're wondering ukuthi yena uBaba uMnangagwa, what difference is he bound to bring about for abantu abasakhulayo?
UBaba uMnangagwa uthe campaigner, I want to come back to what I said initially in the off air. It was an interview that we had.
Mm-hmm.
I said we don't need to compare the two as it were, because Mugabe was president for 37 years, while this Mnangagwa had only been a president for a year or so. And then I then said, Mnangagwa, as he came into power, he had promised that he's going to be a listening president. And that is the first facility, Esibonayo, at GN from the previous era, where it was only the president who was running the show without any input from anyone. So far, we have seen President Mnangagwa. He has tried by all means to be inclusive in terms of his approach. He has led the cabinet, even look at the presidential advisory council. He's trying to get information, he's trying to get advice from different levels of society so that we can build our country here family. So as a young person, when I look at President Mnangagwa, I'm seeing a different president who is visionary, a president who's looking at 2030. If you look at the president
because you touched on something very important, but what's in touch Mlaleli first and then I'll come back to you, Angus.
Okay, no problem.
Right, liyamuzwa umnumzana uMunashe Mthuthu uthi phambili lo mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lina lithini ngalokho, libona ngani uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangela ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo na? Nangu uhulumeni wakhe touched on issue, you brought about uhlelo lwe Vision 2030 esithi ukhangela ukuthuthukisa umphakathini eZimbabwe. Kodwa it's not for me to speak, uMnashe uzakhulumela uzaqhubekela phambili echasisa. But ndukunzo othine mthereri ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi silo mlaleli mthereri khola maphinda mchirongwa makadi yenyu
ndirepo makadi yenyu
aiwa tiripo ari parinari hapo ndiani
ndengure Jordan
ndiani
Jordan ndengure
oh mkoma Jordan zviri kufamba here
aiwa zviri kufamba baba muri sei koko
aiwa ma wani muri kutifondera muri kupi ko
ndiri South Africa kuzira.
Aha, ku South Africa. Ora iti mkoma Jordan, nyaya iri mgango mainzwa, tipe iwo maonreni.
Nyaya iri baba, alizi, munoona zvazvinoita, zvakafanana, munofanira kutitsura kana taura zvakaipa, because hazvina kunaka. But vanhu ava vanotamba nezvo. Zvakafanana nemunhu ari kubva kutaura uyo, anotaura kuti izvo, President Mnangagwa, new dispensation. Mnangagwa was there, since it started zvarwa, ainge achinguve mugovernment. What new changes Zanu kwanisa kuita? Chiisa, chada kuti bvunzire munhu kuti chaanoda kuti ari kuedza kutaura chii yeti kuno kumusha vanhu we are suffering. Vanhu havana because no, you cannot even buy bread. What is that?
Ingave
nyika here kuti you buy takutenga zvinhu South Africa, even a thing like a cold drink, Coca Cola, unofanira kutenga kuti kuigira vanhu vari kumusha kuti vasi so drink. Is that how we are going to survive?
Right, regarding
nyacho baba inotirwadza because iwo nota kugara musango hatikwanisi kugara kudzimba dzedu because kumba kwacho kuti uende you cannot survive. Saka ndizvozvo zvauri kutaura kuti vamunangagwa vari kugona kuita sei iwo zvinhu zvakuzoita wese ndakuona sekuti
aiwo regai tiite so ndipe vamunashe mukana wekuti vapindure mibvunzo yenyu mowanawo mukana wekuvabvunza zvamuruda wavabvunza handisi right batai parunhare musadhirope munashe usakone tsimweni munashe mtutsa right usakone tsimweni angiti uyakona ukunusichona.
Yes, I can.
Right, manzwa muteerera chitaura apa ari kuchema chema muteerera hanzi isakugara musango nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. He has no hope kuti aiwa hurumende yavamunangagwa inokwanisa kubatsira vechidiki munoti nazvo chimbopindurai muteereri muwanewo mukana wekukurukura nawo.
Okay, chekutanga ndinotenda nezvinhu yaunzwa nemuteereri ari kutaura kuti ari kusouth africa. I am very sure kuti haana kuenda kusouth africa pakapinda vamunangagwa muofisi. Akatoenda kusouth africa panguva yava mugadhi pavangu vachiri kutonga and problem yemuzimbabwe yakaitwa from 2000 patakatanga kurohwa nezvirango zveupfumi it has been going on for almost 18 years that process yema problems akaitwa within those 18 years nevamwe mapolicies akasina kunaka akaitwa within those 18 years ndo vatakutanga kutsanangura ndo vatakanga kuti tiavhure zvakanaka tigadzire kuti tichiende mberi hazvingangoitiki within 6 months 7 months zvinhu zvobva zvonaka zvinhu zvotodii zvinogadziriswa bit by bit chatingatotaure kune muteereri ndechekuti ngauye muzimbabwe nyika ivakwe tese tiripo tivake nyika tese pasina vamwe vanonzi vari kuvaka vari kutadza tese takapinda mundima tinotesa toti aiwa zvatiri kuitira nyika yedu ndiro zvandingataura panyaya iyi vamunangagwa kuti vanga vari mugavhenment iri pasi ndambotaura masikati ndakati izvo gavhenment yekudhara yanga gavhenment yemurwani gavhenment yekuti ndini purezidendi zvandafunga ndizvozvo purezidendi mugabe pakati ari kubuda mucommonwealth handifungi kuti cabhineti yacho yakabvumirana handifungi kuti muzimbabwe nese aida asi ndiye aitotonga panguva iyoyo but purezidendi apinda izvozvo ari kuti aiwa im a listening president come together ngatiyakei munhu wese ngaave nhema aya tivake mudhuru wezimbabwe nyika yende mberi.
Mukoma Jordan muchiripo parunare here apo? Mukoma Jordan muchiripo here apo? Alright, ndiri kunzwa kuti muteereri anga dropa asi mabva kunzwa kuna munashe mututsa ari kupindura mubvunzo wava Jordan. Ngatiende kumapeji edu then ndiri kubva ndauya kune umwe muteereri ari kuparunare apo. Hanzi na Chidodo Alward, sorry, stop blaming sanctions. That's not only Zimbabwean sanctions. Zimbabwe has got natural resources. They can use them for their advantages. Vachidodo, nyorai namba mpinde mchirongwa. Vachidodo aendera mberi, hanzi, we can never trust ZANU-PF. Hanzi, we can never come if ZANU-PF is still there. Vachidodo ari kutaura, hanzi, until ZANU-PF yasiya chigaro, aiwa, isatudzoka kumusha. Regai tiende kuno umwe muteereri. I hear we have another caller ecingweni. Kola muteereri apinda pachirongwa ndiani?
Challenge Cop.
Vachikoma zviri kufamba?
Aiwa ndakasimba. Makasimba here vako?
Aiwa tirikufara kana muchifarawo. Mapinda muchirongwa muri kunzwa mazwi ava mutusa munoti nawo.
Thank you very much. So I have been listening to all of these guys who are speaking, the youth of ZANU-PF included, and I don't want to comment based on a political party to say this party or this party. Let us discuss the future of Zimbabwe. Let us not be partisans to the extent that we close our eyes to see even the weaknesses of our political parties. So I want to say, first of all, Zimbabwe got its independence 39 years now. That was the political independence. To the extent that even our heroes, when they were fighting, they said a luta continua, which means they know it is a matter of fact that the struggle has to continue. Nothing has been achieved. We have achieved the political side, but on the economic aspect of the independence of Zimbabwe, it is not yet achieved. We don't want to lie to each other and say, because we are of this party, we have achieved this, Bangladesh, we have achieved this. Let Zimbabwe move from from being too political to the extent that even if you go on the Facebook page of the president of Zimbabwe, Bakoyane Mabazi Zimbabwe, Ndavyane Mazukotete, wanantanga kungo watuka pa Facebook, as its buses are not good. president vakabwakafu kuti vari mucyclone vanhu vanoti hazvina kunaka. VezanuPF vakaona chamisa aitawo apawo vanhu mamajara chikafu kuHarare vanoshorawo. No, that's not politics. Let us be analytical. Let us not just behave the politics of blame each and every day. I've seen it that many a times our nation is not going forward because people have become too partisan than what we need to work together as the people of Zimbabwe. Even in the liberation struggle, there is a time when the Ndebeles and the Shona, despite their differences, they had to come together and fight for the struggle. This is the time where Zimbabwe must move away from these party things and politics of blame, immature politics, and working on things that doesn't benefit the people of Zimbabwe, and say, let us open a new page of working together, a new page of being analytical, not supporting Emmerson Mnangagwa because he is an NPF person, yet he's failing the nation, not supporting even the immaturity of Chamisa because he is an MDC member. Let's have people who can give critiques that help our nation to move forward. And also, based on the young people, I hear the issue of young people being raised. Mm-hmm. I'm a person who believes that young people, if you go to Mr. Mugabe today and ask him about the struggle, he will tell you that the time when he was energetic is the time when he was a young person participating in the liberation struggle. Go to Mr. Mnangagwa, he was in his 20s when he joined the liberation struggle. Nelson Mandela, Kwame Nkrumah, Julius Nyerere, Samora Machel, all of these people were young when they went to the struggle. They were energetic. The future of Zimbabwe is in the young people, but the young people of Zimbabwe, our education has failed us. This is the education of theories and numbers, which does not give us skills, which is producing more job seekers than job creators. So that's why you see Managa at 12 points that I'm doing a sociology school. My one who's at Kobasa, why? Because the education of Zimbabwe is all about job searching. It's not about people with skills, entrepreneurial skills, seven meta skills, things like entrepreneurial leadership, decision making, all these things that people need to start those projects. The education of Zimbabwe is not doing so. It's actually producing more queues of job seekers. That's why you see Zimbabwe has recorded over 90% of a literacy rate, but they also over 90% of unemployment. How can a country with such educated people have such rate of unemployment? It can show you that education is failing the nation, and we need to redefine our education as much as we are concerned about the status of Zimbabwe. And things like our parliament itself. Parliament must not be a resting place. Parliament must be a place of holding the executive accountable. Look at what is happening in South Africa. There's Julius Malema, there is Mosi Maimane of the DA. Look at what they are doing to Cyril Ramaphosa. Each and every day, look at what they did even to Jacob Zuma, who was doing corruption and the Nkandla report. Look at what they do to the executives. Zuma is gone now. They are talking about corruption has been exposed, the good guys have been exposed. But the parliament of Zimbabwe is a parliament of fear, that when you say something, you're afraid that tomorrow I will meet this person. The parliament of Zimbabwe is a parliament of... It's no longer a holy place. Parliament in State House must be holy places of decisions of the nation, not going there to sit, gather positions, driving Range Rovers without anything that is happening to the nation. Let's get competent people on board rather than wasting our time discussing nonsense with the parliament. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
I want to tell us, Kuru, never wondering you at home.
Thank you, sir.
Nangumlaleli uyangena ukanunwabo umlaleli uthi hayi phansi ngendaba lezo ezombusazwe kuthiwa phambili ngeproductivity, phambili ngeeffectivity. Kuthiwa hayi lokhu ukuthi umuntu uthi zani MDC this kuthiwa no, kumele sisebenze asipane. Kodwa I hear vajuru vadennis juru vachiripo parunare apo. Vajuru madzoka here muchirongwa.
Only MDC, you know, recognize my youth more Zimbabwe. MDC, Zimbabwe, can I mostly pass it? But you want to come my youth in the name of the youth quarter. The MDC, there's a financial election under my MP. Under my councillors, MDC, to make sure that my youth, awana percentage, yabo 20%, we have not done permission of 50%. We have not full vacation yabo. I see over the land for the 20% yabo. No tender, no common bond. Vacation of 50%. Right now, we are facing a financial crisis. Vacation day, vacation day, Iowa. But it's just a small it was just a by using the one is a two or Zimbu, the Mapasa. Saka, not a system, you don't have to. There are no concepts about youth.
Right. Patron no momteri ato mavamato pinda mchurongwa right time. Nekupano momteri rafakuna my name comment. And I'm watching from Polokwane in South Africa. Zimbabweans are greedy, selfish, and partisans. They don't tolerate divergent views. And Mnangagwa was trying to stabilize the economy, but is being sabotaged by those ZANU-PF and Mr. Jecha Chamisas. Imi somwo chidikiwe batore MDC mungati kuna mtereru arupa maundrake.
Ayo, wani kwa sila ziye ma policies FDC, wani kwa kumpo sangani sila. I have been saying that Saka MDC, you're such a party in one something in the informal youth, et cetera.
Right, bata ipari nari ndipe u munashe mkano ukta pindre za mabu kutawara. Munashe usa connecting wen? Munashe u connecting wen?
Na?
Right. Munashe, gula ma comments ama nengi that are directed towards you. Comment eo kala. Na ngumnumza na utreva mlea. Uti izanu PF kumile ikocha makle kuonke. Kupata abacha. Ngoba laba abapete abafunu kwa isa. Bazi nzi nintando ya abo. Ngontando kai pigiswa. Wena ungomuntu ongusakula. Uyavumela na lombono ka mnumza na utreva na. Esiti, isoku iskati. So kuti abantu abasakula ya babuse. Ika kulugazi in your part.
Angivumelani laye xa isithi abantu abadala kumele baxotshwe. Abadala bona ngokwabo kumbeni okhokho bethu babesithi bona indlela ibuzwa kwabaphambili, abanye besithi inyathi ibuzwa kwabaphambili. Kuqakathekile ukuba labadala ebandleni. Uqinisile ukuthi ikusasa zaluphiyeth ikusasa leZimbabwe lisezandleni zabantu abasha, kodwa phela uphonge utshintsha ngalilayithi ukuqisha kulayithi kuyablendwa. Siyafuna sibe i-wisdom yabantu abadala, sifune i-knowledge yabantu nama-skills abantu abakhona khona. Kumele siku-blend, sibe le-generational blending ezayenza ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili. Akula ndawo esebenza kulabantu abasha kuphela, akula ndawo njalo esebenza kulabantu abadala kuphela. Kumele ku-blend ubaba, umama, usisi, ubhuti abasakhulayo abasakadla phakathi labona labantu asebekhulile.
Kodwa Munashe umzilo umnumzana uDennis Juru, he touched on something that a lot of people within society have really, really highlighted in ZANU-PF. Udaba luka mnumzana uPupura Itogarepi vesithi ay lo ngumuntu who's way beyond what you would regard the constitutional age of what a youth is. Kodwa ebandleni lenu ubizilana, he's within the ama ranks abantu abasakhulayo. Uyabuza umnumzana uDennis Juru, uyasho vele ngempela ukuthi yena ngombono wakhe ibandla lenu doesn't seem to be embraceive of abantu abasakhulayo, ngenxa yokuthi if you have someone who's way beyond the constitutional legal age of what is regarded a youth, someone who is leading what you are all regarding as your youth wing, how do you then say ukuthi ibandla lenu is embracing abantu abasakhulayo?
First and foremost, you don't need to be a patient for you to be a medical doctor. Mm. You don't need to be a patient for you to be the Minister of Health. That's one thing that people should understand. Second, people should understand the constitution of ZANU-PF. Pupura Itogarepi is not a member of the UPP. Neither is Umama Umabel Chinomona a member of the Women's League. Those secretaries of those wings. Pupura Itogarepi is a member of the main body, but he is the secretary for youth affairs. That's why he is appointed by the president. So what happens is, Abandaba Vodelwayo directly from provinces, we have Ukomred Luis Matutu, who is the deputy secretary for youth affairs, and he's under 35, and he's right there, and he sits in the Politburo. So, Lavana Makul is not a patron, you understand, the secretary for youth affairs, the secretary for women affairs. So, this whole thing, this news about Pupura Itogarepi being over 35 is being made by people who don't understand the constitution of the ruling party. And we are here to tell you what you know. He's not even a member of the UPP. We understand that. The member, then look at the structure of the national executive. In a corner, under 35. And in the last national youth, if you listen to the youth assembly last week, who president Ukulimile, everyone else prepared to move out as long as you're over 35. Pride of Gazi. Why? Because he's not a member of the youth league. He's a member of the main body who's responsible for the youth wing.
Mm-hmm. What then is his mandate? Now, okay, wonke umuntu kumele aphume who is above 35, kodwa yena kumele asale, when he's way, way, way beyond the constitutional age of what is regarded as umuntu ongisakhulayo in Zimbabwe.
He's, like I said, he's a patron of the youth league. Mm-hmm. He's there to give direction. ZANU-PF is an ideological party. It's a party that really sits and understands its ideological, you know, history. And that ideology is, that's why we are disputing. Remember, there is need for political direction. And that direction can only come from people who were there before. What the thing is, in the next 20 years, you might not see as the secretary for youth affairs, maybe 20 or 50 years, but I'll be there showing direction. So you have a lie, who under 35 youth league, the Umkuyo youth were under 35 in the making of Kudaiti Bank. And we know what happened. He was under 35, he was young, and he was the secretary for youth affairs. But everyone else, that is solar food, even in Konokovenzo is an UPF. We cannot go back to that. We are not saying young people are incapable. They are very much very capable. It's also to do with the president who then appoints the secretary for youth affairs. So if he appoints Pupureto Garepi, as young people within the party of ZANU-PF, we support the appointment of the appointer because he's the one who appointed. In any case, he's not a youth member, but he's a member of the main body.
Mm-hmm. Hayi ngempela sikuzwile mnumzana Munashe Mthuthu, ngiyabonga kakhulu othi ngibambe kancane icingweni, ngibuyele kumunye guest wami and then I'll come back to you as we wrap up the program.
Okay.
Zulu kandaba isikhathi sokusele 4 minutes kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Thank you so much abantu abangenileyo ngempela, ngiyabona ukukhasi lethu le VOA ishona kulabantu abaningi abangenileyo kule milayezelo eningi. Tinothenda zikuru munhu wese ari papage lethu le VOA ishona laba abakhona njalo ku VOA Ndebele, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo, ngisanda ukubala imilayezelo yenu ngempela, you're all engaged, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Let me go back to umnumzana uthathenda magetsi and then we head back to Umunashe as we wrap up our program. Vama getsi mchiripo ere parinara.
Mchiripo baba.
Right. Ta kusuka kumagume chirongwa. We touched on the issue of youth being involved in civic space, civic engagement. You heard Mr. Mthuthu there touching on the issue, the sensitive issue, Pupuraito Garepi. And Vajuru was touching on how, of course, the youth are being engaged in ZANU-PF. How would you say the youth are being engaged within the civic space? Do you think that it's enough? Do you think it should be improved?
It's not enough. When I look at youth engagement within the civic space, there are three lens of how we can look at youth engagement. The first lens is that we look at youth, at all youth as beneficiaries of programs. And the second one, which is a bit higher, is when we look at youth as partners. And the highest one is when we look at youth as leaders. When we look at Zimbabwe and all the political trajectory from 1980 to up to date, you find that when youth are looked at as beneficiaries of projects, of programs, of activities, of initiatives, which is not enough. When we look at ourselves, we need to be prepared because at some point in time, this is the truth. We are going to sit in the places that the old people are sitting right now. And if we do not have the capacity now, if they do not capacitate us now, it means we are going to be like them. We are going to make the same mistakes that they made. They need to look at youth as leaders, as partners, not as beneficiaries. We are not mere beneficiaries of programs, of projects and initiatives. We are partners and we are leaders. There are some things which we can do on our own. There are some things which we can do for ourselves. We cannot talk of youth engagement and youth participation without talking of the youth, without the youth talking about it. When we talk of youth participation and youth engagement, it shouldn't come from someone else who is not a youth. It should come from us as the youth, because it is us who know what we are going through. We cannot come from someone who already has made it in life and then they start to talk about youth problems.
All right. Problem that we're having in Zimbabwe.
Yes, Baba.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo isikhathi iso sesiphelile sesifikele emaphethelweni ohlelo lamhla. Kodwa ngikhangela ukuqhubekela phambili ngodaba lolu ngixoxa lo mnumzana uthathe namagetsi njalo uMnashe Mtutsa kuhlelo lethu on Sunday kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. So let's meet there. Abafisa ukuxoxa sikhona ku social media. Zimbabwe muhle. Bye bye.